Linda Schwartz says she came to the agency at the right time.
I have to say this is a very exciting time to be at VA. There's a lot of hope and promise for change.
One of the VA's priorities in recent years is tackling the amount of time it takes veterans to receive disability claims. Improving the process included getting the VA and Department of Defense to better communicate by sharing information on military members who were leaving the service to reenter civilian life. Schwartz says collaboration is improving. She cited a VA-DOD committee that she now co-chairs.
I can bring some of my experience as commissioner with some of the folks that we have helped back in Connecticut and bring the whole process into focus for many people that have never been past Washington, and especially for some of the higher-ranking officers of the Department of Defense.
Public opinion on the VA has suffered with recent scandals involving hidden wait times for health care, inappropriate staff behavior at some of the agency's facilities around the country, and how the agency handled serving veterans who are at risk for suicide or painkiller abuse. The most recent headline centers on allegations that a VA medical center in Wisconsin had been overprescribing narcotics. Schwartz explains why many veterans are taking powerful painkillers.
The issue with the opioids and the prescriptions is kind of a fallout from the war that a lot of our men and women coming home from being deployed have a lot of pain and disabilities that require pain medication.
But Schwartz adds the VA has been looking at alternative treatments for chronic pain. The agency is also changing how it manages a veteran's case, saying the goal is helping them with everyday stress before it reaches a crisis.
You know, stress is a very big contributor to the intensity that one experiences pain.
She points to the Office of Veteran Engagement, which is an initiative to improve how the VA helps veterans and their families. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.